The FBI has released surveillance videos of one of three men wanted for robbing the driver of an armored car during a cash pickup at a Rite Aid in the Cobbs Creek section of the city. Now, this robbery happened shortly before 7:30 in the morning on November 22nd of last year. The FBI says that a man wearing an Amazon worker's vest and ski mask attacked a security guard with a baton as he was picking up a bag of cash at Rite Aid. A second man is seen exiting a Buick Enclave and attacking the guard with a set of brass knuckles and taking the guard's pistol. The pair then fled in the Buick, which was driven by a third man. The FBI is asking anyone with information to contact them. Photos of the second suspect and vehicle on our website. That's kywnewsradio.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.